A strange sea creature is hiding in the waters off New England, and hardly anyone knows it's there. It's a coral. Yes, a coral called the Northern Star. With coral reefs in other parts of the world facing increasing threats, this tough little native coral here could have a lot to teach scientists about its tropical cousins. WBUR's Barbara Moran joined some area researchers on a recent trip to learn more.
We're going to start off with people getting their gear ready, getting people suited up. And so I think what we ought to do is just get out our tanks, get out our gear, and walk down to the beach.
Cody Sharp is an ecologist at Roger Williams University. She and her team are getting ready to dive for coral in Rhode Island, which is not generally known for coral.
Every time I mention this to anyone, most people are surprised to find out that there are corals in New England. And that's why we think this is so special.
It's called the Northern Star. It's the region's only hard native coral, and it grows as far north as Buzzards Bay. Sharp says that offers scientists a unique opportunity.
Because it is able to live up here in New England and survive very cold winters and very warm summers, it has some properties that other corals, especially those in the tropics, don't have. And we can learn more about how corals function in response to temperature by studying this coral.
Most tropical corals can survive only a small, temporary shift in temperature and are threatened by climate change. Scientists predict that virtually all tropical coral reefs will disappear if the Earth warms by 2 degrees Celsius.
Here we go.
Ecologist Sharp is one of a handful of local scientists studying the Northern Star coral. They're looking for ideas about how to help endangered coral reefs. One of the research leaders is Boston University ecologist Randy Rosian. She likes to call the Northern Star by its scientific name, Astrangia poikilata. And she says the name fits.
Astrangia poikilata is strange. It's a hard calcifying coral, but it doesn't get bigger than your fist. It grows down to at least a couple hundred feet, maybe even a little deeper, which gives it a really wide range. But in the shallowest parts of its range, it's really special.
Special because it can survive bleaching, which kills many tropical corals. Bleaching happens when the little organisms that live inside the coral leave, usually because the water gets too hot for too long. The organisms are called symbionts. They make sugar and feed it to the corals in exchange for a place to live. It's the symbionts that give tropical corals their brilliant colors. When the symbionts leave, the corals look white or bleached.
When corals bleach, it sort of sets a clock ticking. When the symbionts leave, they start to starve. And if the symbionts don't come back in time, they starve to death.
But not the Northern Star. Unlike tropical corals, this scrappy little coral survives bleaching. In fact, it often looks bleached, but is perfectly healthy. That's partly because it's figured out how to feed itself. But that's not the whole story. Nobody knows the full secret to its survival. That mystery is what makes this coral so interesting to Cody Sharp. She emerges from the water with a red net bag full of Astrangia.
So this is what a coral colony looks like here in Rhode Island. They're much smaller than...
It just looks like... I don't know what.
What they look like are small gray rocks covered with, well, slimy white snot. It's not super pretty.
You know, they're not as charismatic as tropical corals. We will definitely accept that. But what these stand to tell us is a lot of basics about the partnership between corals and their symbionts.
Sharp says that the Northern Star changes microbes with the seasons, and she suspects that the coral's unique way of hunkering down during the winter and re-emerging in the spring may offer a parallel to tropical corals trying to recover from bleaching. To understand this better, she wants to raise Northern Star corals from scratch and grow them to adults in her lab. It's not easy. If her team can pull it off, they'll be the first in the world to do it. The first step is getting these corals to the lab before they spawn.
So we're trying to kind of make it happen so fast they don't even know what happened to them, and so that they're nice and cozy in their tanks when they actually do decide to spawn.
Sharp says it's a lot of work to raise these corals from just fertilized to full grown.
I think we should load them up.
But studying them at all stages of life will help scientists understand how the Northern Star survives under stress.
Success. Successful day.
And may offer clues to saving coral reefs from extinction. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Moran.